Well, welcome. This is a great day for the Cleveland Browns organization, and it's my privilege and honor to introduce to you the new owner of the Cleveland Browns. Now, understand, I've talked to you before about league protocols and all those things, and we're following those things, and there's going to happen down the road here. But it really is a special day for me and this organization. You know, I would like to say I've known these folks for years, but actually I've known them for a day. But it doesn't take too long for anybody to understand their passion, how much they care, the type of people they are, and you'll get to know them that way. So as far as introductions, before Jimmy comes up, his dad, Jim Haslam, his wife, Dee, and now I take great pleasure in introducing to you Jimmy Haslam. Jim?
Thanks, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks. Well, first of all, I want to just start by saying this. I can't tell you how excited our family is to be part of Cleveland, and more importantly, the Cleveland Browns. And I know there's some people who think that maybe we might want to move the team out of Cleveland, and I can assure you there is zero chance of that happening. Just a little history. We've had a relationship with that other team and down the road that wears black and gold that we used to be 1,000% for, but we're not anymore. And when we got involved with that other team, we let the owners of that other team and the league know that if we ever had a chance to become the majority owner of a team, we would have interest. And they called us in May and said, it looks like a team may become available, but they wouldn't tell us who. And in late June, when they told us it was the Cleveland Browns, we were fired up to the max because we've had the opportunity to see how important football is to this community and how great and how passionate the fans are. And we saw it firsthand last night. We drove up to the hotel, got out of the car, we're getting our bags out. Bellman comes up. You guys are new guys with the Browns. Yes, we are. 5 minutes on how important winning is, how big the Browns are, et cetera, et cetera. And it's been that way. We went to dinner with Mike last night the same way. Everybody is fired up and excited about football. And when people say, why the Cleveland Browns? That's why we say it, because the excitement and the importance of football, the Browns, to this community is immense. And we're all about that. And I can assure you, we have one mission and one mission only, and that's to bring winning back to Cleveland, okay? And that's the sole thing we're focused on. And I want everybody to know it and understand it. You don't know us yet. We're going to spend time here this afternoon. We're going to be here a lot, and you'll have the opportunity to get to know us. But we're really excited about the opportunity. We want to bring a winning team back to Cleveland. Let me say a couple of more things, then I'll take questions. Believe it or not, the first time I ever met Randy Lerner was July 2nd, and today is August 3rd. So it's been a very short time frame. During that time period, as you might imagine, we spent a lot of time together in person and a lot of time together on the phone. And even though it was a very short time period, developed a very close relationship with Randy, had the utmost respect for he and his family. His mother, Norma, called me this morning to congratulate us. We had a very gracious 5 or 10 minute talk, and I can't say enough nice things about the Lerner family and Randy and how he's conducted himself during this time period, and I suspect we'll be friends for a long, long time. Last thing I want to say before I take questions, because I know this is the first question everybody's going to ask, is, well, what about personnel decisions? What about this and what about that? And let me just say this. First of all, Randy still owns the team. And as Mike said, there's league protocol, and the league has to have an official meeting. That will be in October. And until then, Randy will own the team, okay? So it's his team, and it would be very presumptuous and very poor form for us to make any personnel decisions or comments. The second thing I would say is, Mike, it hadn't even really been 24 hours, okay? And we've had a brief introduction to a lot of people with the Cleveland Browns organizations. We've had some great visits. I can tell you, and you all have been around here longer than I have, the excitement for this season is tremendous. We just had lunch with Pat. He and his staff are fired up. Met Brandon, met Trent. I told Trent, being from Tennessee, I was glad to be on the same team from him as opposed to being on a different team. But
it would be the wrong thing for us to do, and we're not going to make any comments at all on any current personnel situations or any personal future personnel situations, and hopefully you can appreciate that. So in summary, very, very excited about this opportunity. Can't wait to get going. Have a lot to learn. Dad and I were taking showers after practice. He said, what do you think? And I said, I think we got a lot to learn. But we think it's an unbelievable opportunity here. And if you walk out of here and only remember one thing, remember the Haslam family is 100% committed to making the Cleveland Browns a winner again. And I'll take questions.
Kenny Rota from ESPN Cleveland. This has been one of the worst and most dysfunctional franchises since they came back in 1999. Why should fans be optimistic that you're the guy that's going to be able to turn it around?
Yeah, good question, and I hate to refer back to our business track record, but that's all I know to refer back to. If you look at our main company, Pilot Flying J, it's been in business 53 years. We have a very, very senior group of individuals, a very set culture, and candidly, that's how we plan on doing it here. And we're going to devote whatever time necessary it takes to get things right here in Cleveland. And I believe they're on the right path now. We're going to take whatever steps necessary to win. We need to bring winning football back to Cleveland.
From 19 Action News, the CBS affiliate. Welcome to town.
Thanks, Tony.
Do you think there's any chance the vote would happen before the start of the regular season? And would that be important to you?
You know, I have no idea. I've heard speculation it could happen sooner, but in our minds, it will happen. The regular league vote happens in October, and we're geared and focused that way.
Kevin Scott Taylor, 19 Action News.
Hey, Scott.
Forbes magazine said the value of the Browns at $977 million. As a businessman, can you tell us why do you think it's a good buy at
Let me say this, Scott. When you're buying an NFL franchise, you have to set the normal cash flow multiples aside and look at it differently. But having been involved in the Steelers, that investment was a positive one for us, and we're sold on the NFL. We're sold on the NFL, and with a new collective bargaining agreement in place, a new TV contract, and with a great, iconic, storied franchise like this, we do think it's a large investment. And our main business, Pilot Flying J, is our largest family investment, but this is our second largest family and business investment, and we're going to take it very serious. But we also feel very good about it. We really do.
Jimmy, Will Bird from ESPN.
Hey, Will.
Welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
Do you have any plans on moving here to Cleveland, and how much time do you think you'll spend?
Yeah, great question, and I think you'll find we're pretty transparent, open people. Our main home will be in Knoxville, okay? Dia's leaving as soon as this press conference is over to go look at homes here in Cleveland, and we'll split our time between Knoxville and Cleveland. I'm still going to be CEO of Pilot Flying J. It's a big company, and I'll spend a pretty good amount of time running that. But we'll take, as I said earlier, whatever time necessary in Cleveland, really to do two things. One, bring a winner back here, but number two, become part of the Cleveland community.
Jimmy, you're all writer, 92 for the fan. Welcome to town.
Thanks, sir.
Being a former minority share owner of the arch rival Pittsburgh Steelers, could you touch on that as well as what do you take away from your time in Pittsburgh and the success that franchise has in bringing it here to the Browns?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. And let me say this, even though I understand the rivalry between Pittsburgh and Cleveland, I get it. And our main goal is to return that to a real rivalry, okay? I'll say this, though. The Rooneys are everything you have ever heard and read that they are. They are class people. They do things right. And I take no credit for the 4 years that we were there, but two Super Bowls, won one, playoffs 3 years, and they do things the right way. They have the Steeler way of doing things. I think we will now have the Browns way of doing things. They build through the draft, and those are the things that I learned there. And I will also say this. I have absolutely no trouble wearing orange and brown now. I took my Steeler watch off yesterday, put my Browns watch on today, and we're fired up. Art and I talked yesterday, and we'll remain good friends, but the last thing he says is, I'm going to have to learn to hate you on Sunday. So I think that speaks for itself.
Jimmy, Mike Snyder from WTAM Radio.
Hey, Mike.
Cleveland.
Thank you.
Kind of a two-part thing. Following up on the Steelers question, when you got involved in that franchise, was it with the thought that you'd be in the situation you are in today? And the other follow-up, what's it going to be like when you go up against the Tennessee Titans?
let's take the first one. They had played football at the University of Tennessee, and so we've been around football all our lives. And I think anybody who likes athletics and particularly likes football and has had some success in business thinks, man, it'd be pretty awesome to own an NFL franchise. So we've actually had that in our mind for several years. And as I said, when we got involved in the Steelers, which was a great opportunity to kind of learn and observe and to meet a lot of people around the league. That was the first step in getting us to where we are here today, okay? I will have absolutely no problem against the Tennessee Titans, just like I did when we were with the Steelers. The governor of Tennessee may feel a little bit differently. He's not part of this transaction, but we'll want to beat them as bad as we want to beat anybody else.
Hey, Jimmy. Mike Aaron, Channel 5, the ABC affiliate in town. Welcome to you and your
Thank
family.
You.
As the new owner coming in, how important is it for you to be out front of this team and, you know, to mix with the media and the community? How important do you feel it is to be out there, and is that something?
That's a great question. Somebody asked me that. We're having lunch and about being hands-on because we run our main business pretty hands-on. I looked over at Mike and I said, Mike probably doesn't really want us to be hands-on, but I think our style is going to be involved, and I think you'll find that we're open and transparent. Having a brother and a very close friend at high roles in politics, rightly or wrongly, we're used to the public scrutiny and being in the public eye. And I think you'll find us to be pretty available, pretty transparent people. And I'll be honest, we're going to be out there selling the Cleveland Browns all the time. I mean, when we got off I-90 and saw the water tower here in Berea and it had the Browns helmet on it, I thought, way to go. I mean, that's how you got to think, right? It's all about the orange and brown, all about the Browns, right?
Jimmy Munch Bishop, ESPN Cleveland, welcome.
Thank you.
How do you plan on interacting with the fans, touching them, feeling them, being a part of them?
You know, that's a great question, and I want to be honest. Remember, I said I talked to Randy on July 2nd, and we agreed to a deal on August 2nd, and so this is our first real day on the job. So let me be clear. There's a lot of things we hadn't thought about, okay? But I was talking to Mike, and Wednesday night we have a practice at the stadium, and it's for fan appreciation, okay? Well, to me, it's important for me to be there, greet people, shake the hands. I don't want to do anything to distract from Pat and the team because that needs to be the story, not us. Hopefully we're a one-day story and then it goes back to about football. But we do plan on being present, and I've thought about first exhibition game, why don't we just sit in the stands rather than sit in the owner's box, see what the field facility feels like sitting as a, quote, regular fan. So we'll be out there and available. Excuse me?
First one's on me if you do that.
Yeah, you got it.
St. News, welcome to Cleveland.
Thank you.
I know you're a big contributor to the University of Tennessee, and I think some of the players were joking around with Wontario saying, oh, you're good, you're all set, don't worry. What are some of your memories watching him play ball, and were you a big fan of his?
Good player. He's number two. He was a good player, really good player. From North Carolina, first year or two, did okay, but junior year had a breakout season. Browns thought highly of him, picked him. Somebody helped me, I think, in the second round. And was standing there with Mike and Tom today. I know he came off injury last year, but he looks really good and really quick. But I'm also glad to be on the same side as 33.
Mike McLean with the Jersey Chronicle. How active are you going to be as an owner in terms of football this season? Now, the previous owner was criticized. I mean, the previous owner stood back and let the football guys be football guys. What's your X and O?
You know, I think it'll be a learning curve, right? I mean, you've got a guy that won a Super Bowl over there that's going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame that's a legend, okay? And so I'll be honest, there's a fan part of me too. And so last night I was looking forward to dinner to meet Mike, but he's also a guy that I've thought a lot of. So we're going to ask a lot of questions and learn it first. And I'm a believer in collective wisdom. And if you have five smart people sitting around the table, it's better than four. But we're going to take some time to get up to speed before we get real involved in any football decisions. Probably comes a little quicker on the business side for us, right?
Jimmy, Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain, you mentioned building through the draft the Steelers way.
Well, Mike and I were talking today, and I spent a lot of time with Kevin Colbert of the Steelers, picking his brain over the 4 years. And Mike, if I misspeak this, Mike, tell me, when Mike and Tom and everybody got here, of the last 10 first-round draft picks, only two are here. Am I right, Mike? And I'll be honest, your first-round draft pick has to not just make the team, not just start. It's got to be all pro. I mean, that's reality. And so the key is those draft pick decisions and the decisions that, I don't know if Tom's in here or not, that Mike and Tom make and who we pick, that's the most important decisions you're going to make for the franchise. And it looks to me over the last 2 years that they've done a really nice job. And we had an opportunity to meet Brandon today, to meet Trent. Didn't meet the right tackle, Schwartz, but looked like not only really good players, but really high-quality people. And I think that's the other thing, and we were talking up there. Pat said, we got good people, and I think we want high-character people because I think the other kind of players get you in trouble. But those draft picks, it's so important, so important.
Jimmy Martin, CBSSports.com. Welcome to town.
Thank you.
Without getting too specific, I was just wondering what your philosophy is as an impending new owner on judging people by their merits when you're talking about making decisions. Do you have like a particular philosophy about that?
No, that's a hard question to answer, I'll be honest. I do think that all of us, the most important decisions we make are going to be the people we surround ourselves with, and those are extremely important decisions. Nobody bats 1,000. Mike, I'm sure you've had a couple of bad draft picks, a couple of bad draft picks. Nobody bats 1,000. You got to learn from those mistakes, but who you surround yourself with is very, very important.
Jimmy, speaking
Tony.
From the
ESPN. Hey, Tony.
They have simple uniforms here. They haven't changed in 60 years. They don't sell naming rights. Should fans brace themselves for a culture shock?
Oh, I would maybe define culture a little different than that, Tony. To me, culture is not about the uniforms or the naming rights. Culture is about how you come to work to every day and conduct yourselves. And my instincts, and here again, I've been in the building 5 hours, okay? So I don't at all want to pretend to be an expert, particularly with this kind of guy over here to my side. So I don't think you'll see those kind of culture. I think the reality today, though, is you live in a marketing world. And after Randy and I reached an agreement the other day, the first owner that called me was Robert Kraft. And he said, come up and see me, and I'll tell you everything about football and business I know. And so it's a competitive world. And the questions I've been asking today have not just been about, you know, how's Brandon looking or how Trent's looking, but hey, how's this practice facility stack up against everybody else's practice facility? And do you all have what you need to win here? And how's our stadium compare for the fans? And I think those are the things that are important to get right. And so will we have naming rights? Probably at some time. Or could we change the uniforms? I don't know. But it is a marketing world we live in, and let's be realistic about that. I don't associate that with culture, though. I think they're distinctly different. And people may agree or disagree, but that's our philosophy.
Jimmy, you spoke about the people you surround
yourself with. Let me just, in our business world, we changed our logo and our design of our stores multiple times over the years, okay? But the basic culture and core beliefs, what we call our Pilot Flying J values, stay the same, and hopefully that helps you.
You spoke about the people you surround yourself with. There's been rumors out there. Will Joe Banner be a part of your ownership group, and if
yeah.
so, what role?
Yeah, good question. I'll just refer back to what I said at the first is it would be inappropriate and very poor form for us to talk about any current or future employee decisions. We're just not going to go there.
Mr. Jimmy. Right now, the Yakima Beacon Journal, you're coming to a city that hasn't won a championship since 1964. I'm just wondering, you know, what kind of hope you can offer to those people who are obviously frustrated.
Well, I can't listen. This is Mike and I were talking with somebody said, well, what games look easy, and Mike and I both said the same thing, and remember, we only met each other last night. There are no easy games in the NFL. We're in a tough division, okay? Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati's getting better, okay? And so all I can tell you is that we're going to come to work every day, and these guys are already doing it, okay? We're going to come to work every day with a mission to get better. I think they got things going the right way. I fully understand. My wife, Dee, said, man, everybody's so nice to us, and I said, well, we'll see how long that lasts, you know what I mean? Let's be realistic. It's all about winning, okay? And if we win, things are going to get better. But there's no reason why this can't be a winning franchise. I mean, everything's here, right? There's no reason. If they don't, I'll accept the blame. It's our fault we didn't execute like we should. I mean, every other piece is in place here. Great fan base. Got the money you need. We just got to execute.
Jimmy, the passion that this city has for the Cleveland Browns, when things are going well, it's unbelievably great. When it's not going well, the owner, the coaches, they take the brunt of it. Are you ready? I know your business is very successful outside of the NFL, but are you ready for that passion, positive or negative?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I'm going to say I am, and we know what we're getting into, but I've had several NFL owners tell me you cannot believe the highs and the lows. And I will say this, being a limited owner, it's a little different because last year that other team lose a tough game on the last play. I might be upset Sunday night, but Monday I'm back in my regular job, and I have a feeling this will linger a little bit longer. So, but that's part of it. I mean, we're competitive, and we look forward to the opportunity. Wow. And let me just say one thing. It's that passion you talk about here that we like. You know, I grew up in Knoxville, which is a college football town. Both teams wear orange, ironically, okay? And we have that same passion, and I understand that the spirit and mood of the city rises and falls with how the Browns do, and it's our job to keep it up more than down.
What was Randy Lerner's message
message to you once you guys reached that agreement yesterday. I read a quote from you that said he had four wishes going forward. Could you touch on maybe what
that actually was? That's two different subjects. Before Randy and I sat down, he had four things that we had to agree to. And I told him I would keep them all private except for one, which is to keep the city, the team in Cleveland, which was never an issue anyway. You all know Randy's a perfect gentleman. He's as nice a man as I've ever met. And here's exactly what he said. I'll do as much or as little as I can to help you. As you know, my style is to stay in the background. I've got his cell number, his email number. He said, if you need anything at all, just pick up the phone and call me. And he's a gentleman. The first call I got yesterday after we'd signed the deal was from Randy Lerner congratulating us. His mom calls today. They're nice, class people.
Jeff Shadow from the News Herald. Welcome,
hey, Jeff.
Welcome
Thanks.
Here. How will you be able to have enough time in your life to do both these jobs? I assume it's a full-time.
Have you been talking to D? I think it's going to be a challenge. We're involved on some other boards, and we're going to get off all of those. And if you know us very well, we don't like have a lot of hobbies beside work. And so now it's going to be work and football. But it'll be a challenge. I mean, it's a big company we run. But these are good, smart, talented people here, and we're going to spend a lot of time in Cleveland, a lot of time in Knoxville. Our business is in 43 states plus Canada, so we're used to traveling and being on the road. And, you know, it's exciting and it's fun, but it'll be a challenge, though, to answer your question.
Hi, Scott Patrick from the Chronicle Telegram. What did you know about the team and the franchise before July 2nd, and how much more have you learned in the last 5 or 4 weeks?
Well, I didn't know a lot, okay, and I knew the Browns had struggled over the years because, you know, I'd been on the other side of that with that other team. Since July 2nd, I've started, you know, I pick a plain dealer every day and, you know, see what the news is on practice and, you know, when did Trent sign and when did Brandon sign and all those kind of things. But I don't pretend to be an expert on the Cleveland Browns and won't for quite some time. Now, I think it's my job to get there. But Mike's probably thinking, God, I wish this guy would go back to Knoxville because I've asked him 7,000 questions. And when he walks away, I ask him to Tom. So I think that's the only way you learn. So I think it's a good, young, exciting team that's on the upswing.
Hey, Jimmy Dollar from the Akron Beacon Journal. Can you tell us what role football has played in your life from the beginning and why was your ultimate goal to own an NFL franchise?
Well, Dad played football at Tennessee, and so we grew up in an athletic background. He was a great dad. I mean, Super Bowl, World Series, you know. I've been to every kind of athletic event, as has my brother, that you can go to. So was raised in that kind of background. Played high school sports. It was not good enough to play college sports, but been in that environment all the time. And I'm a firm believer in athletics. I have an intern every year that's a college kid, and the prerequisites are this. Number one, they had to play high school sports, okay? Because I think that competitive aspect comes through, and I think it's important in business. And business is just as competitive as football or whatever. The other thing I'd say is I think football, and this might offend some people, I think it's the best team sport there is because you're relying on the other 10 guys, and if one guy doesn't do his job, play's not going to work. And I just think it's a great team sport. And as I said earlier, the NFL is the premier sports league in the world.
Excuse me, when Tom Reed from the Cleveland Plain
Hey, Tom.
When Dan Gilbert, the Cavaliers owner, came into town a few years ago from Michigan, obviously he has a large corporation with Quicken Loans as well. Mm-hmm. He ended up as part of his community outreach, bringing some jobs into Cleveland through Quicken Loans. I know it's very early, but is that something that down the line you could
see? You know, I would. That's a great question, and I'll be honest, we haven't thought about it. I would doubt it. I will tell you we have 32 truck stops in Ohio, and we're going to build 4 more next year, so that's 36, the average one employs 50 people, so that's 1,800 employees in the state of Ohio. So, but would we have any big presence here? No. I just want to keep coming back to it. At the end of the day, the most important thing we can do is win in football. And we get that and understand it, and we're going to do everything we can to make that happen.
Jimmy Scott, you're going to mention news. Reports are that you're paying $700 million up front, another $300 million in a couple of years. Would you say it's the best deferred payment deal your family's ever made?
Well, let me just say this. When Randy and I, one of his criteria were that these negotiations be private, and I think I need to honor his request and not make any comment on it.
Jimmy, Pat McManaman with Fox Sports Ohio.
How do you balance wanting to bring in your people versus change with a football team that a lot of fans are tired of that could blow it up and start rebuilding again?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. My sense is, and here again, I've been in the Cleveland community one day, so I don't pretend to be an expert, is – but I sense there's a strong feeling here that Mike and the team do have things headed in the right direction, okay? So I just think we've got to listen, learn, and observe. And there's, you know, in football, you either win or you lose. So it's not, there's not a question, well, how do we do, right? And I think over time, these guys will be successful.
Guys, we'll take two more questions before we break off the one-on-ones.
I know that you said that, first of all, Dan Jovic, Fox 8, welcome to town.
Thank you.
And I know that you said that the negotiations were wanting to be remain private. But at any point in time over the last week, did those negotiations break down and due to stipulations in the contract?
Have you ever negotiated a deal? I'm not being a wise guy. If you've ever negotiated a deal, and we just finished another big one in our business, this was really no different. And I've never seen a negotiation that there weren't times that I thought, this isn't going to work out, or we aren't going to be able to get things together. I will say this, Randy, you all know him. You know, you've known longer than I have. He's a gentleman, and he's a good businessman. He's smart, and he's tough, and he knew he had something of value. But the negotiations went well. And to do it, Roger Goodell told me he'd never seen an NFL deal done this quickly. If you think about it, we agreed to it in 31 days from the time we first met. So that's fast.
Are you going to speak to any Browns alumni or the many Hall of Famers? They have to get a feel of what the team has been.
Yeah, that's a great question. And Mike told me we have a Legends Day later on in the year. And, yeah, we want to get involved in – I'll just go back to what I say. I've said several times, there's a lot here. There's a lot to learn and master. And I think we want all former brands. I mean, this is a team that's won 8 championships over the years to feel comfortable and feel good about what we're doing here. So we'll do everything we can to reach out to them and make them feel comfortable.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Hey, great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.